Everybody, well, this is our BBS radio show today, and the date is April 15, 2017, and today is Saturday, where we go to the Lightship, so this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and let's clear the day energy, in case that's attached to you. So here we go, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's bring up your light beams, or beam on your monitor screen or tablet or wherever you are with that, if you have it up. It could be TV screen. So here we go. And energizing the light beams for you to bring you peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels pretty good. And if you have a situation going on, we'll release that from you. So think of your current situation, physical pain or something, I can take you off that one timeline. So releasing you from that, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we'll see if our co-host is there. And are you ready to come forward out of your room there?
Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Yes, I am. I'm all glammed up and ready for the show. As you said, it's Saturday night live on the Lightship. And what that means, if you're a new listener, is that later on in the program, Ron will bilocate all of us to Creation Lightship, the place we were created to experience a physical healing. So it's a wonderful opportunity, if it's especially if you're new to it. I know a lot of people come on the show every week just for that. It's a great idea. So be a little prepared, because you only want to work on one issue. It's kind of a brief trip. But also, well, it's brief in our time, but you could end up being worked on for hours and a very long time, because the light beings will keep working with you for a bit because they're out of time. But also, we can request certain rooms to visit. So if you'd like to visit any special places on Creation Lightship tonight, please send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. And please keep in mind that when you send something through the fast chat, if you need a written answer, you have to either type in your email or just send us an email, because we've been getting requests for things and questions that we can't answer on the air, but we have no way of contacting you if you don't put your email. So today was a fantastic day of healing. And Ron did what was called the spirit in the box clearing. There were a lot of people on that call. And it was, I will start by saying, really wonderful. So, Ron, I thought I took some notes, because I know, in fact, I already heard from someone who fell asleep. People fall asleep. And there were some people on the call who live in other countries. And, of course, they were asleep, which is why you allowed them to come on absentee. So I always think it's nice to kind of review what happened. So I made some notes. I don't know if you want to just talk about what happened on the call today, or do you want me to kind of go over my notes a little bit?
You can go over the notes, and I'll maybe add after that here. I just mentioned the call. The call, we found a location, or I should say different locations, where your spirit fragments, using that term, was put into boxes for storage, in a sense, or maybe used off and on for energy. Won't get too much into that, of what could happen to your spirit. But anyway, we took what was there and put it into quarantine, rejuvenated it, brought it into the CLS New Earth, where it's going to reside. These pieces of you, okay? And then from there, we brought that energy back to you and your body for additional healing. So that's what basically happened. And we went through six different boxes of of your spirit. So it's possible that, I don't know, it's hard to say how many bosses you have, number one, okay? So number two is maybe they took your spirit away during ascension time every 2,000 years. So that would mean we went back 2,000 years times six for the mental people out there to figure out what this is about. So maybe we went back 12,000 years and reclaimed you as they stole you during the ascension process. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. And so, yeah, you pretty much covered most things I had on there. I just wanted to add, for the people who fell asleep, as you would open the box, you would always say, oh, I'm taking off the top, and then I guess you moved on to the sides of the box, and you would take that part of our spirit and put it in quarantine on Creation Lightship to be cleared off, and then you had it transported to the CLS New Earth. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, that's correct, yeah, because it has to get cleaned off because it's, the spirits are like dead. I think one was alive, but most of them are dead, energy sucked out of them, kind of looking like, you know, if you dug up something that was buried, you know, maybe like an Egyptian tomb or something, it wasn't embalmed, but you dug something up and it's, you know, like falling apart when you pick it up or something. Like an artifact, you know, a fossil or something. So that's kind of how they looked. Not much life force energy, if anything. And anyway, I don't want to get too gruesome here, but that's how they looked.
Okay, and you did suggest to us during the call that we listen to your previously recorded healing, I guess, that you do, where you do the out and in of our spirits. It's always you take our spirits out through our feet and put them back in again, so it's refreshed and hopefully within more of our body, especially down to our feet area. And you did that for us quite a few times on the call today. But also, I just want to let people know that you can go to Ron's YouTube channel, and there are lots of great videos on there, so I actually recommend all of them. But the YouTube channel is under Ron Amatron, and the video that the out and in is on is called Time Stop. So before you get to the spirit out and in, Ron stops time, does the mind to heart drop, and gives an example of how we want to command our to be on the CLS now timeline of light. And then he gets into the spirit out and in process. So you can listen to that as many times as you want to. If you really only want to hear the spirit out and in, it starts at 3 minutes and 45 seconds. So again, the title of that video is Time Stop. So it's really good. So let me just look on here. So someone wrote into you during the call and said something along the lines of, this feels like the culmination of all the clearing work I have done. And you responded, yes, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, so what it does is, if you've done clearings in the past, and I'm just talking to the people who are on the call today, so all of your clearings that you've done in the past, where you had no spirit energy to have it come into your body properly or maybe more fully, by doing this clearing today, we brought in more of your spirit energy. And your spirit can only come into light. It doesn't come into darkness. And so what you have cleared out of yourself will have your spirit with you. And then that part will be on the new earth. So when you go there, where you're walking in two different realities, we'll say, the new Earth reality and then the reality of the planet that we're used to living on, then when you go there, you feel much freer, and you're going to have more of yourself there, because your spirit can now integrate more with your physical body according to how many clearings you have done by releasing the densities from you. That's the basic thing that you have to do. If you remember, your spirit does not come into densities. So you have more of you with you, and that's basically it. Your eyes should be much brighter now. And you also probably have a lot more healing that will take place according to what you have cleared away as far as the densities. So back to you.
Okay. So we've gotten quite a few very lovely emails, Ron, about today. And there's one here from a person, I'll say that how I felt was just very deeply relaxed. And a feeling of powerful light, you know, inside my body, and just as if my whole, like, every organ was sleeping or something, just the deepest peace. But some people, I guess, are lucky, you know, sometimes lucky, sometimes not lucky, but they see more of what's going on in other dimensions and energetically. So I'm going to read one of those. Someone just wrote in. Participated in Spirit in the Box call, and it was amazing. On the fifth box, I got to pick out a new pair of eyes. Also, on the sixth box, I got to witness the Creation Lightship doctors take a microparticle of a spirit and totally reconstruct it back to its original divine blueprint. It was very intricate, detailed work. Feeling amazing, have regained my strength. Thank you, Creation Lightship.
Great.
Yes, that's wonderful. So it sounds like this person might have been witnessing someone else's spirit, that she saw the light beings reconstruct, right, Ron?
Or could have been her own, too.
Pardon?
It's probably her own that she was watching.
Oh, okay. Okay. And another email about it. Hello, I believe... Oh, yeah, Ron said to respond to this address. Yes, so clsquestions@yahoo.com. I wanted to say that the healing was incredible. I almost feel like a teenager again in my consciousness. At least I can remember what it felt like. I feel more alive and more awake, turned on somehow. I can feel a level of joy or just plain okayness. I hadn't realized how dim my state had gotten. I am new, so I feel there is much more work to do with Ron and Creation Lightship, but this really felt good. I have a question. I also had my father registered today, who is deceased. Ever since my son was born 30 years ago, I felt that somehow he may be the reincarnation of my father, who had passed 8 years earlier. I had invited my son to participate, but he isn't really familiar with Ron and did not have the time. I was wondering if my father's spirit did reincarnate as my son, would my son feel something? Would he be affected? I can't thank you enough, Ron. So grateful to have found you.
Yeah, so that's a very interesting question, yes. Because a spirit is a spirit. So it wouldn't matter if it's incarnated now in your son, or let's just say the spirit is, you know, incarnated anywhere, in any person on the planet, they will have more energy. So the spirit will look for itself and integrate with it, since all spirits have a different frequency. So, yeah, that's very good. So, yes, your son should have a lot of benefits from that, if that is the case. And it does feel... I would say pretty much correct there, that your son did, your father did incarnate into your son. That's a pretty common thing. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. And that listener did have her deceased parent on the call today, and I was wondering if you could just talk about that a little, because quite a few people did do that. They paid to have their deceased relatives participate today, and I thought they might, you know, just like to hear you talk about that for a bit.
Yeah, so if you did pay for your parents or somebody, what happens is the spirit is found according to their name of their last incarnation, which is what you used when you, you know, fought the clearing. And then from there, it goes back into quarantine. And if the person, the spirit could go to, you know, the new earth after it's cleaned off, just like everybody else's. And then from there, that spirit will go into the body of that person if they have incarnated with that spirit when they're in the now. That's what we say, when you're in the now, your spirit comes back to you, or you're in, you know, a different, you are on the new earth. So what I used to say, when your spirit's only with you when you're in the now, that still holds true. But now the new earth holds your spirit. Before, your spirit was probably in the now, hanging out in a safety zone someplace, waiting for you to get in the now to join you. So now this is the place for it. So if you don't know where the person is or who they are, maybe they're, you know, maybe they are a person, we'll say, in, let's say, Africa someplace, okay? So all of a sudden, once they get into the now, that spirit from being in the now, and they cleared out their body now somehow by being in the now, then they'll automatically go to the new earth too. And from there, that spirit can join them. So they'll have benefits without even knowing what's going on, because the spirit is now more in wholeness. And it will also look for it here on this planet. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. Thank you. Okay, we have more testimonials. Thank you, Ron, for this conference today, which was exceptional. I am now experiencing a lot more energy and peace, plus have improvement in my eyesight. I feel like I am glowing. I feel energy coming so strong out of my hands that I think I could put a hand over a wall socket and the light would come on. My emotions are more or less in neutral, so any feeling I would have would be gratitude, and I believe my body is very happy right now, though, because of the healing taking place. I am sure I will see more results, but thank you again.
Great, yeah, so the neutral emotions is very good, yes. That's where you're going to be with your spirit, because your spirit does not go into emotions or dramas and traumas or pain. It strictly is free of that. So you need to become free of that also in order to have your spirit with you. So back to you.
Okay. So this may be the email that you read to us on the call today. Hi, Ron. This session is a blast. Nice reward for all the work we've done for the past several years. Thanks. Very nice.
Very nice.
Okay. So the person that wrote in earlier and said they watched while a spirit was being reconstructed wrote in again to let me know that, yes, it was definitely their own spirit, that they feel like there is no privacy breach into other people's lives. So the doctors were reconstructing that person's spirit. So thank you for letting us know that. And that's wonderful. So, and another one. Dear Ron, after the call, I looked into the mirror and my complexion and eyes were brighter. And I feel absolutely very light and wonderful. I feel so uplifted and happy. Thank you.
Great. Yeah, and that should stay with you.
Yeah, it is pretty an amazing feeling. Okay. Okay. Another one for about the spirit in the box. spirit that used to be in the box, we should call it now. Wow, a powerful healing. Feel much more whole. My poor spirit was a prisoner of war buried underground. A great victory against the darkness today.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, you did mention that, I guess when before today, I had the impression things were blocked up or boxed up sort of within us. But now I'm understanding that you had to go out and kind of search for these boxes. And
yeah,
so
you
this
go in the darkness to find them, yes,
Okay, so this person, again, another person who's more sensitive and sees things, knew that one of his boxes of his spirit was buried underground. Wow, that is very interesting. Thank you.
A lot of them, in a sense, would be in some kind of cave that you know, was maybe dug a long time ago. They may not have been using the spirit in this lifetime, but some may have, but basically it was probably just abandoned until they did what they needed to do with it, which is stealing all the energy out of it. So back to you.
Okay, someone wrote in with a couple of questions. Ron, can you tell us how large these boxes are? I was just wondering, and did you have to fight the aliens to get them back?
Yeah, I have done battles with that, yes. I would say that would be correct. So doing battles, yes. Box size, 2-foot square, 3-foot square, something like that. Some are like a casket. But the spirits inside are so much, I won't get into that. So anyway, that's about the size, yes.
Very interesting. So during the call today, were you working with the Special Forces soldiers, or the light beings sort of helped you out and went after the aliens?
Just myself.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you, Ron. So the same person goes on to say, I was sad each time you opened a new one. Then that was replaced with the joyous reunion of spirit coming home. I talked to my spirit and told it I was sorry and that to accept the healing from Ron and Creation Lightship. Took a walk after the call with new energy. So grateful.
Yeah, that's great. Yes, very good.
So I can understand that during the process today you might have felt some emotion like that, because it's pretty pretty dramatic.
Yeah, it is when you first see what's going on with them. There's no words to describe what you see, okay? So, anyway, I don't want to get into that stuff there. But the good thing is that, you got, in a sense, rescued from the darkness, and now you have more energy for yourself. And a lot of the spirits that I would see, I think on the fifth one, a lot of them looked like they were really dark in color to me, kind of like they were charred, like on a spit, barbecue spit, and they were like charred, broiled or something, all black and tarnished. A lot of them that I saw were kind of like they were gold in a sense when they went in. I don't know. That's what I perceive anyway. But they became very, very tarnished, was falling apart, crumbling in your hands if you were to put it in your hands. Anyway, I won't get into too much, but the main thing is we rescued them.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, that one I already read. Okay. Okay, so this is very interesting. Oh, I'm sorry, I lost it. Here we go. Again, about the spirit in the box today. I was able to participate in the search mission for the sixth box. It was in a very dark void. There were rows and rows of boxes. I found my box, and when opened, it was not pretty. But after going to quarantine and having spirit totally reconstructed, I feel like a kid again.
Yep. That's great.
Okay. Right. Another question here. If the fragments of spirit were dead, with all the energy sucked out of them, then what was actually saved? What do you do with dead fragments?
They had the blueprint doing the fragments. The blueprint over again.
Right. Okay. So what about the real energy from them that's still missing in the dark side? How are we going to retrieve that? I'm just trying to understand. Is that energy still being used by the aliens?
That's a very good question. Possibly yes, but we're turning off the energies of that spirit fragment so that the dark side can't use it any longer.
Right.
It will not be able to be used in the creation of darkness. Remember, if we talk about the dung pile, that energy won't be usable anymore for them from that fragment that they stole the life force out of it. That's the same thing that happened with the Earth spirit as it's 13%. We took it out of the planet here maybe, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago. I couldn't see it being tortured any longer. I had to hold on, so we took the 13% out of the planet, the Earth spirit, along with the blueprint of the Earth, and in its place, I put space holders. Space holders cannot do anything but just hold space of light, but they cannot energize anything, and they can't be forced to do anything. And if the dark side would take a space holder, that would be the worst nightmare because they can't do anything with it. It just is there in light. They could probably try to bury it someplace, but it's so bright that they may have a hard time even doing that. You can't harm a space holder. The other part of the Earth spirit, the other 87%, that got stolen, probably also maybe put in boxes. That energy, I just turned off completely. Oh, the darkness could not use it any longer. Back to you.
That's wonderful, Ron. Great. Okay. Someone else who obviously could sort of see what's going on wrote in to say, in one of my boxes, my spirit looked like a zombie, but now it looks like a beautiful young lady. I watched the transformation. Thanks, Ron, and Creation Lightship.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, that is amazing. Okay, so I just want to remind everybody in about 15 minutes, a little less, we will be visiting Creation Lightship, which is where you were created. And it's a wonderful gift Ron gives us every Saturday night. So if there are any special rooms you would like to go into tonight, for instance, on the call today, I know we went into the centrifuge room, which is a lovely one where you, I guess we spin around, right, Ron? And it'll remove blocks and some densities from our bodies. So that's a good one to request. And then if you have any favorite nature animals or plants or trees, even you can request that we go there. So anything that's of light that was also created by Source is on Creation Lightship, and we can visit with them. Okay,
and
so
what I will say for the people on the call today, you want to maybe do your shrink wrap, and you want to have your spirit not shine through your body. You don't want to have it come out and show people how brilliant it is, because that's how the dark probably got it to begin with. So you just want to have it inside of your body and not emitting light out of yourself.
Great reminder, Ron. And, you know, I was compelled to do that for myself, and I was just lying in my bed. You know, I wasn't, and I still haven't even gone out or anything, but I just got this sense, oh, this is fantastic, but I want to keep this, so I'm going to shrink wrap myself, like, all the time now, even if I'm just sitting in my couch or something. okay, so, Ron, is there... For now, that is all of the comments and testimonials about the call today. So I can move on unless there's anything else you want to share with us.
Well, I guess the question would be for people on the call or people who haven't been on the call and are listening. I will do another one of these on down the road. Might be a couple months, 3 months away or something. So what I will say is, you know, we did 6 boxes today, so let's just say that you get on the call and you only have 1 box, and I happen to do 6 boxes on that call like we did today. You'll be on the call then for that 1 box, and then you're going to be on the light ship doing healing. So it'll be a healing call for you at that point if we can't find anything more for you. If you have more than, I don't think people are going to have more than a dozen of them. But I don't know, but I'll just say that'll probably be enough. 1 more call, I guess. So, it's hard to say where you're going to stop.
Well, I'm pretty sure everyone would say yes to that, Ron.
Yeah, so you may get the information, too, how many more boxes you have, in the future. But we'll probably do 6 on the next call, too. And I think that would complete it for everybody.
Well, that's wonderful. Yes, you did mention one time that you thought there was the possibility that it could become 2 calls. So I guess some of us have maybe only had 4 boxes and some have 8 and some have 2 and whatever. So that'll clear us all out. And I don't think anyone would be anything but delighted to have a healing call on Creation Lightship. So that sounds great. And just when you started talking, someone wrote in, will you be doing another Spirit in the Box call? My roommate, who doesn't believe in any of the CLS healings, witnessed my transformation today and now wants to go on the healing calls. Incredible.
Yep, very good.
That's a good opportunity, because sadly I think a lot of people know there's a lot of deaf ears around here and on this planet, sadly, and so it's nice when you have someone witness something like that, and I guess that they take that as proof, so that's wonderful. Someone just wrote in, I am still integrating energy. I feel so at peace. I really understand that. I actually laughed when you said today, Ron, I'd love everyone to write into me, because I thought, I don't think people can write yet, because we go into such a state of deep peace during your healings. But I know as the week goes by and the next few weeks, we'll hear from more and more people, which is fine and perfectly understandable. In fact, I'm amazed that we got as many testimonials as we did tonight. So thank you, listeners. And, okay. So, I know what I wanted, Ron, to talk about next, and we do have a lot of great healing questions here. But someone asked for an update about the time-traveling soldiers. They actually fell asleep on the show last night, and they wanted to know if you gave an update, and you do have, I believe, an update for us. Do you want to share that now?
Yeah, boy. I think last night, Pacific time, I'm guessing around midnight. Remember, we're dealing with that. What happened was the we start from the get-go, basically. We had a standoff with about 100 of these very, very large, I'll just say dinosaurs. Could have looked more like, some had wings on them, but I won't say they were dragons. But anyway, so there's a standoff because they were the ones that were kind of in control as one of the original races here, or at least the ones that were controlling the reptilians. And so this race was there, and it's like a standoff for quite a while, maybe like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 hours, I think. And so I gave them an ultimatum that they had to either, you know, do something, get out of here or whatever, or you know, we'll deal with them. Well, it hit 2:30 in the morning, and that was a couple of days ago, I guess, and we dealt with them, and they're no longer. Then they set off some type of a device underground someplace, like the center of the Earth, just to pick a location, in one of their underground tunnels that was very secure. And we finally found something there that had this box that kind of was, I'll just say, maybe 2 or 3 foot square or something. But I can't say that it was square because it was just glowing. Like putting out sparkler energies, you know, like you have on 4th of July. And it had 8 tubes going down about 4 foot in diameter, equally spaced, like spokes on a wheel. And it looked like they were going to explode this thing. And then it would go up and maybe put 8 holes in our planet to destroy our atmosphere. So that's kind of the gist of it there. And I couldn't figure out how to get into the ship because the ship, boy, it was like very old, but the technology was like incredible. You know, I couldn't penetrate it. So last night, I guess around 11 o'clock midnight California time, two of these beings came in to my room, and I kind of looked at them and didn't really want to deal with them too much for the first maybe half an hour. Just kind of watched them, and they didn't cause any harm. I'm sure that my bodyguards were there, the Vikings and the Russians and the U.S., time-traveling soldiers were there. Probably went their lasers on them, you know. And so after that, I asked them what they wanted. I think I was watching a show or something. Didn't want to be bothered. So they said, we have come here and we need your help. And I said, okay. They said, well, we have, lots of tunnels. I'll just say maybe thousands of tunnels in the earth. Maybe you can't see them. But they're there, and that's where they live. They have a lot of bases there, or just say underground cities. And this device that these 100, maybe it was their grandparents or whatever, whoever they were, ignited this thing, this timer, and was going to blow the place up, but they didn't want to be destroyed. So they took me there, and there was some type of, like, poison gas in the room that would, like, eat you up instantly. If that was the first room. The second room had a door where this device was. So I was able to go into the second room and actually turn it off. And then that was that. So they left. Well, they didn't leave, so I got that done. So they gave me this handshake with both of their hands. Very strange for me. Their hands almost touched the ground, maybe where their cast would be. They had long fingers. I would say their fingers, 18 inches in length would probably be what I would say with multiple joints on them. They had to energetically shrink themselves to get into my room. But when they gave me a handshake to thank me for saving their lives, then I could actually feel the palm of their hand, and I felt their fingers go around almost my whole arm. That was quite interesting. And then from there, they needed some help with living here because they needed some nutrients, et cetera, that they never had. And maybe that poison got activated also in their tunnels. So I think about maybe, 2:30, 3 o'clock this morning, we had to go out and do some rescuing and humanitarian aid. So we brought all the different lightships in that could do medical, we'll say, using that term, treatments, like ambulances in a sense, to help out. I would say, to be honest, probably about a million and a half of these aliens that are here. So and they seem to be very peaceful, except the ones that were causing the problems, North Korea there with the person, those energies are gone. So maybe we'll have a solved conflict over there. I don't know. But anyway, I'm hoping so. But that's what we're doing now is helping out this race to get revitalized. And they seem to be peaceful. So back to you.
That was a lot of information, Ron. Thank you so much for sharing that. So you did mention a race. Now, I hope you didn't just say this and I missed it, but you mentioned a different race that was the one that created this device. And they're gone now, right? Is that what you said? They're no longer underneath underneath North Korea.
Yeah, that's correct. So it would be the same race of aliens, we'll say, maybe a little different because they're newer. The other ones are very, very, very old. But regardless, they didn't want to be destroyed by this thing that could go off. So that's the good news. And so far they're under our protection because they don't seem to be harming anything. Just that these 100 things that were up there, were pretty old and crusty, and they were in charge of, like, the planet, probably controlling the reptilians here. So that's how I kind of take it. Might be slightly different, but that's what it looked like to me. So I guess... It's like it's time to go to the light ship. So here we go. So only works live on Saturday nights. So this is our Saturday night light ship healing session. So here we go. Just think of one particular incident that you're dealing with that you'd like to have worked on. It could be a physical condition or problem. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, and garden. So here we go. We're going to go up right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you're on an archive, you feel peace energy. So Anne, let's see what kind of rooms we can go into.
Okay, Ron, how about if we start with the centrifuge room, since I mentioned that one already?
Okay, centrifuge room, here we go. This is for stubborn stuff that's with us, so stronger, stronger, and stronger. There we go.
Okay, and someone requested the giraffe room.
Okay, here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And request your healing.
Yes, all of the beings and any room we go into, you do want to speak aloud whatever physical healing you would like to have. How about we're into African animals, I guess, baby elephants.
Okay, here they come. Look out for your toes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and they're here. like getting rubbed down with their what do you call that? Their trunks. Okay.
Their trunk, yes.
Their trunk, yeah. Okay.
Forest mint and herbs.
Oh, that's okay. Here we go. And we can have them make us like a little drink there, if you wish. Maybe they'll squeeze, put it in a juicer or something. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we naturally, we're in the hot tub room with the different gels. Everybody has a lot of different colors. It's like about four people pick the gold gel. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, and stronger.
Okay, the pink salt caves for respiratory things, respiratory health.
Okay, stronger, stronger, and stronger.
Okay. Oh, someone said the bunny room, since it's, you know, holiday. That.
Okay, here we go. Little rabbits here, bunnies. So one, two, three, four, and five.
Someone said the magnesium float tank for muscle regeneration.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
Okay. I said pink. Okay. Oh, I wanted to say the bumblebees, because that was so lovely that we got a little treat the other day to get to ride on the bumblebees, and maybe with some flowers that the bees like, a room with bees and flowers.
Okay, bees and flowers. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to the room with the honey so we can have some honey. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five.
Okay, let's see. How about, since we did bunnies, how about baby chicks?
Okay, little chickens. So one, two, three, four, and five.
And how about, let's see, what would be, you talked about our skin today, you know, and how the creation lightship water is so healing for the skin. What would be a room for skin? A mud bath room, maybe?
Yeah, the mud bath would do that. So one, two, three, four, and five, and we'll go to the room where they release the cloned skin fragments from us here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. We'll do maybe two more rooms here.
Okay, how about we did the forest, I was going to say palm tree room. How about puppies and kittens?
Okay, and we can do horses too. So here we go. Each one has its own room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Let's see.
I'll do one more room here. So let's do where the deers are.
Okay, that's good.
Here's the deers coming your way, three of them. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll come back from the light ship. So we're getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, coming back down. One, two, three, four, five, we're here. And you may feel that things around you are kind of connecting to you now because you were out of time on the light ship. And here you're in time. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Wow, that was wonderful, as always, Ron. Thank you very much. A couple of things about your update on the world. Someone wanted to know, in the meantime, while looking deep in the earth, have we released or saved any trapped humans from underground facilities?
Yeah, some. some.
Great. Great. Oh, someone just sent in a room request. Sorry, we'll send that in again. Please send that in, rather, next Saturday night. Sorry that it didn't come in on time. Someone asked if they should be timeline crashing that situation, so happily the answer to that is no. Ron took care of that. Someone asked, I think they were on absentee, did Ron charge water during the Spirit in the Box? Yes, he did. He did all the waters that he usually does. So hopefully if you were sleeping during the call, you should have had some waters ready, and yes, those will be all charged for you. Oh, fun. The light ship was fun. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that. okay. And okay. Let me get some. That's done. Okay, another.
We have probably some horse lovers on the call tonight, I think. So, and if not, we can we'll go to the light ship again, and we'll do some horseback riding. So we're going up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So select your type of horse that you would like to ride. There's many types. You may have your favorite, and you can pick the color. And here we go. Let's go horseback riding. So it's almost straight up on the hour. So we'll go horseback riding for 2 hours tonight, and then you will come back from the light ship automatically straight up on the hour in 2 hours. So enjoy your horseback ride. A lot of times just riding the horses will do a back adjustment on you, so you may find your body feeling different in a couple of hours. So it's actually very, very healing. So, here we go. Going on horses now, and have fun. So, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And just a reminder to everybody, the horse, and wow, as soon as you did that, I started to feel myself moving, so thank you. The horse is a healer. It's a light being healer, so for the next 2 hours, you can talk to the light beings and request healings and talk about your health. So another testimonial. Hi, Ron, or should I say Super Ron? I can't believe you saved those spirits. Truly, truly a heroic thing to do. You had me at the edge of my seat. Will he find the box? I did feel large and warm and a bit sleepy. How did you know? How many more boxes are out there? Can we go again? Thank you, Ron, for your amazing work. Amazing. Blessings. So the answer is yes. It looks like we will plan for there to be another call. And, you know, someone asked Ron if perhaps next time we could include children, because I know that the energy, you know, was a lot for you to get ready to do this call, but then you wound up really, you know, flowing a little better than you thought. So maybe next time you would let the young children come on. So we'll see. We'll get to that when we get closer to the date.
It doesn't matter if it's a child or an adult. It still works.
Right.
Follow a spirit. So the age makes no difference to me.
Oh, I see. Well, and also a child might be 2 years old, but they may have been on this planet for thousands and thousands of years, right?
Yep, uh-huh.
Okay. And another one. Really enjoyed the call today. What percent of our lost spirit did we recover today? My spirit seems like it's still improving. Thank you, Ron.
I don't know how much was retained, okay? I just don't know how to answer that one. and everything is still in process here. So I just don't know.
Okay. Right. Right. Okay. I'll move on to another testimonial about last week. Hi, Ron. On last Saturday's show, you asked us to pick an age or year that we had had a very happy experience. I could not think of any day or year that made me very happy or sad. I felt bad about this for a couple of days, then just this morning it came to me. Of course, I just did the whole life emotional healing clearing a few months ago, and it really works. I find I am pretty neutral about any past emotions. So, having received this morning's revelation, I went into the specific incident clearing site to get this sadness and bad feeling emotion cleared, and now I'm back in the present moment. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, that's what happens. When you do the emotional clearing, you have to start new again because all of your stuff is released from you. Oh, that's very good. I'll just make an announcement here. If you want to see me, I'll be in the Bay Area, which is San Mateo, and that'll be the end of the month here, of this month, which is April 28th through the 30th. And we'll have the light chamber up and the healing monitor, so I'd like to see everybody. So it's at the San Mateo, I believe it's the convention center there. And it'll be a lot of fun. So it starts Friday, probably about maybe 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, something like that, and it runs through Sunday. And if you'd like to have yourself in the light chamber, it's $100. Send me a picture on an email along with your receipt for $100 from your donation on PayPal, and we'll put it in there, and you will be feeling more than likely the energy throughout the days that we're there when the light chamber is turned on. Anything else you'd like to add, Ann?
No, just that if you are anywhere in the area, it is truly a magnificent experience if you can get there, if you're anywhere in California. It's both to meet Ron and to experience the light chamber. And, no, that's it. It's and also to have your picture there and be able to basically talk to the light beings all weekend, because every time the light chamber is turned on, you'll be receiving the healings. And by the way, it's very private. Nobody will see your picture or anything. It's not like Ron creates a wall, an art wall of all of our faces.
And if you do that, just leave your healing monitor on, you know, or your screen up with the light beam, and put your picture in there and request your one healing, and if you feel like that got fixed for you, then, you know, request something else and maybe just have it written on a piece of paper attached to your picture.
Mm-hmm.
So that works perfectly fine.
Great. Okay, we have another
question. There was a movie out, I don't know, 20 years ago, maybe longer, but it takes place, and it's a true story. This is a horse movie. I think it was a Mustang. A very nice movie to watch. Somehow, like in the 1920s, I'm guessing, there was a man who worked for, I think it was Ringling Brothers Circus, and somehow was offered the chance to take his horse overseas to the Middle East for a horse race. And it was quite a movie to watch. I'm just wondering if that horse was a Mustang. So if anybody has saw that movie, and it's a very nice one to watch. It's a very, it's interesting and just wonderful.
I know
it's a
exactly.
A hard movie if you like horses.
Yeah, I know exactly the movie you're talking about, Ron, but I can't think of the name of it. Maybe somebody will.
Somebody can send it to CLS Collections if they happen to have seen it and know what that horse was. I know it was a small horse. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, that would be very interesting. So I'll read. Wow, the show's going by so fast. Let me read one more email. Dear Ron, last night you suggested we clear any churches we have been in on the gridline clearing. I made a list of churches, which now numbers 18. I am clearing them on the gridline cording and at the same time the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. I am going through each name and address for only 30 minutes, which is the default healing time. Then we'll go back and ask my spirit which of them may need more time. Another suggestion, making this list reminded me of chapels and hospitals, so I now have compiled another list of every hospital I have been in, patient or visitor. Thank you for the great suggestion. I had already done most of these on the natal barcode clearing a while back, but plan to do that again also. I put all the information on a document for simplicity when doing the natal barcode and the new earth transport clearing.
Great. Wonderful. Boy, that's good.
Well, and I just want to say, just as with the listener that sent in that very nice testimonial about the emotional clearing, it's really wonderful to get, well, testimonials, but also questions for Ron, because the suggestion he made last night to clear the churches on the gridline clearing came in from a listener who asked about the holiday that it, or whatever you call it, the religious observance day that was yesterday. And it was a wonderful question, and it's the type of thing that really draws Ron out to give us all this wonderful information. So we really need and appreciate your questions and testimonials, and so thank you to that listener, and I mean everyone who wrote in, and the person that wrote in about their doing their emotional healing. It's a really good one, you know, and it's a new one. And do we have time for one more? I don't know if we do. Oh, no, we don't. It's actually, we've gone a little over time, Ron. So we have another testimony about the mental clearing, but we'll save that for the Monday show.
Hey, everybody. So let's do the mind of heart drop. I just got a text here that, yeah, it was a Mustang that was sent to Saudi Arabia. And they think the name is Hidalgo, H-I-D-A-L-G-O, maybe. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. You have to command your spirit out loud. So here's the process. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. And if you're on the call, remember you're still probably in process here. And we have our 8-hour call tomorrow, so you're going to have a lot of healing. And that starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, or 7-hour call, excuse me. So bye, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. And we'll see you later.